Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Jonathan Mio. He is the director of the Santa Fe College Teaching Zoo located here in Gainesville. He's been in that position for 16 years, and it's an incredible place that I think a lot of people don't know. It's one of those best-kept secrets on that part of town. I love animals, so I can't imagine how much fun it would be every day to go and work with the animals and the exhibits. And then it's also a teaching facility as well.
Absolutely. It's a pretty incredible place, and I do find myself as extremely lucky to be able to work. My office right outside my window is animals, exotic animals, incredible animals, and incredible students who are, as you said, we have a training program for the next generation of animal care specialists. We are the only place in the entire country that does that in an accredited facility. So,
really?
Yeah,
wow.
So we are unique. So right here in Gainesville, you have quite a unique institution. So it's beautiful because we're open to the public, so anybody can come see us. We're open just about every single day of the year. We're not open on Christmas Eve, Christmas, or New Year's. Otherwise, come see us every single day. But again, we're also training the next generation of zookeepers. So the students in the program, and it's a 5-semester program, they are being trained as zookeepers, and they get that experience by working in an AZA-accredited zoo. So it's an experience you can't get anywhere else because education's great. I'm a huge proponent, but a lot of times the degree is great, but you need the experience to support that degree, and we give the students both those things.
What is the degree sequence called?
So this is an Associate of Science in Zoo Animal Technology, and now we have a Bachelor's degree in Zoo and Aquarium Management as well. So you can take your 2-year degree, and then you can add on an additional 2 years to get your bachelor's degree. If that's something that interests you, we train those students more on the management side of it, but it's an invaluable experience as well.
So it's pretty much hands-on experience, right? You're feeding the animals,
mm-hmm.
caring for them, cleaning up the
mm-hmm.
cages, whatever the
mm-hmm.
case may be, you know, playing with them, having fun, working, of course,
working,
doing research,
of course.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, and some of it, one of the big things is speaking with guests, right? So being that educator that connects you as the guest to the animal themselves, because that's the important thing that we do is we are the voice for these animals. These animals here with us, they represent their wild cousins. And we want you to care about them, connect to them, and then go out and go into wild and see them. So a great example is we have a walkthrough aviary. And it's a Florida aviary. You can walk in and the birds are flying around you. We've got spoonbills and we've got ibis and we've got whistling ducks. I would love for you to see all these animals
wow.
in person and then go out into nature, go to Lachua Trail, Go out to one of the many trails we have here in Gainesville and experience these animals in the wild. Go over to Cedar Key, go to Jacksonville, and see these animals out there. So I want to inspire that love of animals everywhere, not just with us.
When was the zoo established?
We started in, the program actually came first, and that was in 1970. And it started at the old Lincoln High School, which is now Lincoln Middle School. That's
oh, okay.
actually where the zoo was located. And it was a lot of cast-off pets, essentially. People who had exotic animals that couldn't take care of them anymore. And so we took them. We moved to our current location in 1974. And we established the trail system. We established some of the habitats. And essentially, we built and built and built. So we've got about 10 acres right now. Maybe about 8 of it is actually developed. So we've got some room to expand. But yeah, it was a great project because at the time, Santa Fe Community College, or actually I think at the time it was Santa Fe Junior College, was trying to come up with some innovative programs. And the two founders went around the country and spoke to zoos and aquariums and said, hey, if you had trained professionals to work in your facilities, would you hire them? And they said, yes, absolutely. So that has been our mission ever since 1970 and then 1974 on our current grounds. And so we are training the next generation of zookeepers primarily for zoos and aquariums, but our students do go out and they become educators, animal trainers, conservationists, anything you can think of that has interaction with animals or speaking about animals, our students can take those jobs.
And that's pretty much a job that will always be there because someone is going to need to care for the animals.
Absolutely. Someone's going to need to care for the animals. Someone's going to need to interpret for the animals. Someone's going to have to educate about the animals. Anything you can think of related to animals, which again, if you think about humans, and I do humans and animals, and I have several in my house right now, right, listening to NPR. And so, again, they're ingrained in our lives.
Very smart.
Oh, they're extremely intelligent animals. Yes, my cat is brilliant. So she, again, they're ingrained in our lives. Animals are. And so this is just an extension of that. I really feel like we, as humans, have ingrained experiences with animals. And it's when you look at an animal, you just get that feeling of peace. When you're out in nature, we have clinical studies that say you feel better when you're out in nature. It lowers your heart rate, it lowers your blood pressure, it lowers your stress. So I think nowadays we could all use a little bit of that. Let's get out into nature. And if you're not comfortable with that, what I say is we are a great stepping stone, right? Come out, see us, see the animals, experience nature. We're in wooded grounds. We have trees all over our facility. So it is absolutely cooler in some of these hotter months that we have in Gainesville. So absolutely, come on out, experience nature and animals.
Where is it located exactly?
So we're actually on campus on Santa Fe College's Northwest Campus. And we are, if you Google us, you're just going to get the administration building. And they would love to see you there. They would love for you to hang out with them. But really, just if you Google the actual name of the facility, Santa Fe College Teaching Zoo, it'll bring you to us. And we got a parking lot there. We got, again, open every single day of the year except for like 3 days. So, yeah, please come on out and visit us.
And it's very near to I-75 as well.
So right off
of
I-75.
Easy access to 39th Avenue, I believe,
yep.
And then 91st. Is
yep,
that correct?
Yep, 39th to 91st. And we're easily accessible and just a great opportunity to come and spend time with your family. Really, it's really what a lot of our guests tell us. They say, hey, I came here to spend time with my family, enjoy nature with my family, and they have a great time.
Wow, that's great. What are the hours of the facility?
We are open at 9 in the morning, and we're open until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you are a member, we do have a membership program. You can get early admission on certain days, and you can stay later on certain days. And we also have some member events as well.
Is there a fee to enter the facility?
There is a fee to enter. It is a reasonable fee to enter.
So it's kind of like a daily pass to go in for kids and for
adults. Yes. So we try to we try to keep it reasonable. So kids under 4 are free. We have discounts for senior citizens, for first responders, for teachers. We try to have a lot of discounts for any group possible. EBT, if you have an EBT card, we have discounts for you. So please check our website. You can go to sfcollege.edu/zoo, and we have websites. We have discounts listed there. And so please check those. But yeah, come on out reasonably priced. We just want you to come out and have a good time.
You know, sometimes we think it's a zoo around here, but clearly it's a zoo right there.
It's a zoo right there. But it is a well-run and well-polished zoo, just like it is here as well. Right? It takes a lot of moving parts.
There you go. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more about the animals that are there as well as the events that you have throughout the year. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Jonathan Mio. He is the director of the Santa Fe College Teaching Zoo located right here in Northwest Gainesville. And it's an amazing facility that's on 10 acres, actually on the Santa Fe College campus. They've been here for quite a long time. And I think some people don't realize this valuable resource and incredible place that we have right here. And I know you have students that are going through the program, and there obviously are animals for them to take mm-hmm. care of. How many students do you have, and how many animals are there, and what kinds of animals do you
right.
have?
Right, great question. So the students, we usually bring in about 60 students every class.
Really? Wow.
We have three cohorts or two cohorts going on at the same time. So because it's a five-semester program, we start a cohort the same semester we graduate a cohort. So we may have two or three at the same time. So at any one time, we have between 70 and 120 students. So we have a lot of students there, which is amazing because they get a lot of experiences. You all, when you come as guests, you have an opportunity to interact with a lot of zookeepers, the ones who are actually working with the animals, and they can give you a lot of great inside tips, and they can give you some of their experiences they've had with these individual animals. So it works out really, really well. As far as the animals, so what we have to balance, we're a little different than every other zoo because we do have the program. Mm-hmm. And so one of the first questions I get is, do you have big cats? Do you have lions and tigers? I do not. No lions, no tigers, no bears. Oh, my. because the students I'm working with are brand new. Everybody makes mistakes.
That would be a big one.
That would be a big one. If you make a mistake with a lion or a tiger, it will literally be your last mistake. Whereas if you make a mistake with the cat that we have right now, which is a caracal, it's a small African cat. They're about 2 feet long, and they stand maybe 16 inches off the ground. They can jump 10 feet in the air. They're an incredible cat. They're stunning. They have very large, pointy ears. Incredible to look at. The zookeepers work with them the same way that they would work with tigers and lions. That is, they don't go in with them. They don't go in and pet them. They don't hang out with them. Could a caracal hurt you? It could scratch you. It could bite you, but not going to kill you. So it's not that I have students not work with them face-to-face to really keep the keeper safe. I do that so they can learn the proper techniques. I started as a zookeeper. I used to be a zookeeper. Lots of different zoos I worked at. But I work with lions and tigers, so the students are taught the same way that I worked with them when I was a keeper, which is the safest way to do it and not go in with them. So we choose our animals for different reasons, mostly to train the students, but also because we do want amazing, incredible animals that the guests can see. So we have cats. We do have primates. Primates are very are popular at our zoo. So we have gibbons, which is considered a lesser ape.
I promise.
We think they're amazing. We don't think they're lesser than anybody, but they're a smaller great ape. So you know the great apes of the chimps and the gorillas. But they are, again, very strong and can hurt zookeepers if they make a mistake. So we have lesser apes, which they are apes, very similar characteristics, and you work with them the same way. But, again, they're not really they could still hurt you a little bit, but it's not going to be the end. So we have gibbons, we have capuchin monkeys, we have squirrel monkeys, lemurs. So we have a lot of primates. Everybody loves them. We have a charismatic animal that you won't think this animal is that charismatic, but when you meet them, you will be impressed with our Galapagos tortoises.
Oh,
we
really?
Have
they're kind of quiet though.
They are kind of quiet. They're not nearly as boisterous as the gibbons. So they are enormous. They weigh somewhere about 300 pounds. Ours are still considered subadults. They are just getting into their breeding right now, and they're about 30 years old. They can live at least 100, probably 150, maybe 200 years. So they will absolutely outlive all of us and every student that they've ever worked with.
And, of course, they're well cared for, so they're definitely going to be living a long time.
And that really is the case. Our animals are very well cared for. The students spend every day making sure not just they're fed and cleaned, but they're looking at the animals. They're studying their behavior. They're noticing, is there something wrong with them? Are they off a little bit? They aren't going to come up and tell us, hey, I've got a headache, like you or I, right? Oh, I'm not feeling good. I got a stomach ache. So the zookeepers, the students, have to notice those behaviors about the animals. And that's what makes it so incredible, is they have to learn not just the fundamentals of care that you would think about, but how to observe animal behavior and interpret it appropriately. Can they do that every time when they see it? No. That's why the instructors are there. That's why the curatorial staff is there. They interpret those behaviors for the students.
How many employees do you have there? I guess employees / faculty.
Correct, yeah. So faculty and staff, we've got 21 total. And that includes we have staff that helps, that check in the guests, that work the ticket window. That includes our education staff. So the students do the education of the public, but we have education staff that has to train them or go with them on outreaches. So we have a mobile zoo. So we'll take ambassador animals out and they can visit your place of office or your...
That is good to know.
That's good to know, right? Or your place of worship or your school. right? So we have a lot of school groups that come in. Almost every school group comes in and they are experiencing the zoo on grounds, which is great, but we'll also bring the zoo to schools. And so nursing homes will bring them to, we've partnered with Shands before and we brought them to the hospital when it's appropriate. So there are lots of opportunities for us to work with this community in different ways. Because again, animals, like I said, they're part of what we do and they can really inspire us. So yeah,
that is truly amazing. We have all these opportunities for people to really get close with nature and make a difference. You also mentioned you have various events throughout the year to kind of help with some fundraising.
Yeah, so we have different events, and the events have different purposes. So some are educational. So we'll have what we call Zookeeper Day. So it is a day that does celebrate our zookeepers, and it is a national holiday. So zoos all over the country celebrate it. It's in July. And we, but we bring the guests in and really do a behind the scenes, really pull open the curtain of what it takes to be a zookeeper. And we have games for the kids to do. We have activities for the kids to do to try to be zookeepers. They get to take on different zookeeper challenges. So it's a lot of fun and it's a great time. We have probably our signature event. So if you've never heard of us, you've never heard of us. If you've heard of us, barely, you've probably heard of Boo at the Zoo.
So Boo, Halloween,
right? So this is our signature event. So we're open to the public, free trick-or-treating, and family-friendly. And so you can come to the zoo and you can trick-or-treat for free, see the animals, and it's all decorated by our students.
So of course, the animals are not decorated.
The animals are not decorated.
Maybe a few bats, but...
Yeah, exactly. Some of the habitats are spruced up, but absolutely. But the students dress up, the students decorate, and it's a great time. And that's a great event. Newish one we have is Brew at the Zoo. So we are partnering with our local breweries to bring a 21 and over event where it's an evening event. We have live music, we have food, and we have you come in and drink beer and hang out with us and the animals. And it's a great time. It is a lot of fun. So we have a bunch of these different events that we feature animals at some events. We feature our students at some of the events, but they're throughout the year. So absolutely make sure you're checking out our website, following us on social media, because we're posting about these things. And it's a blast. It's a lot of fun.
Let's get that web address again so people can check it out.
Absolutely. So www.sfcollege.edu/zoo. And on there you can find our hours, our ticket prices.
And the address, too.
Yeah, the address is we are on Santa Fe College's campus. We are 3000 Northwest 83rd Street is the actual address of the campus. But Google us, SF College Teaching Zoo, and you will find us and you'll get right to us.
Sounds great. Well, Jonathan, this is exciting. I'm going to be at the zoo fairly soon.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see you.
And thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Jonathan Mio, director of the Santa Fe College Teaching Zoo, on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.